As more information professionals are called on to be copyright experts in their organizations, they increasingly need to deal with international copyright issues. How can they best ensure that end users in corporate, academic, and government settings have access to copyrighted material while respecting the intellectual property rights of content creators? Hello and welcome to Rights Direct's first of a series of podcasts on European and international copyright and publishing issues, brought to you under special arrangement with CCC's Beyond the Book. My name is Victoriano Colodrón in Madrid, Spain, and I work for Rights Direct, the European subsidiary of Copyright Clearance Center. Next month, the Special Libraries Association, SLA, takes up the challenges of global copyright at its 2011 annual conference to be held in Philadelphia. Joining me today from Swindon in England is Geraldine Clement Stoneham, board member of SLA Europe, to talk about the copyright-related challenges facing special librarians and information professionals. Welcome to Beyond the Book, Geraldine.
Hi, Victoriano.
Let me first introduce Geraldine to our audience. Geraldine is Corporate Knowledge and Information Manager at the Medical Research Council, a publicly funded organization in the UK dedicated to improving human health. She started her career working for an investment bank as a researcher. She moved into the legal sector in 2001 and worked as an information manager for a large international law firm based in London until 2009, when she joined the Medical Research Council. Geraldine has a broad experience in knowledge and information management, and among her many interests is the role that information professionals play in supporting strategic business objectives. So, Geraldine, you are a board member of SLA Europe and also the individual responsible for the organization of the copyright session in the SLA conference next June. Could you please start by telling us a bit about the Special Libraries Association and its international chapters?
Yes. Hi, Victoriano. It's a great pleasure to be given this opportunity to talk about SLA, SLA Europe, and our special session. SLA stands for Special Libraries Association, and is an international association that was first founded in the US just over 100 years ago, and has a long-standing tradition of supporting information professionals in non-public settings, so whether it's corporate, government, academic, but anything that is not a public library, and supporting their needs as professional and their further education needs and various sort of professional activities. And as well as having a heavy sort of membership based in the US, because that's where the association started from, the SLA has also a number of international chapters across the globe. SLA Europe, as the name sort of indicate, is the European chapter, but we also have a chapter in Asia, in Australia, New Zealand, in the Arabian Gulf, and I believe one in Sub-Sahara Africa.
I think we now should let our audience know a little more about this session on copyright that you have put together at SLA. When and where will it exactly take place, and who will the speakers be?
So the session will take place at the SLA Annual Conference, which is happening in Philadelphia in June. The actual date is the 14th of June. It's a Tuesday and it's 10 a.m., just in case someone wants to take notes and make sure they're going to be there. And I think we're really fortunate because we've got a varied panel of speakers that have accepted to attend our session. First, we've got a representative of Rights Direct, Kate Azzapieri, who will give us the angle of copyrights management from a licensing point of view, and also looking at copyright material and how to manage the copyright on existing material, so that things are already in existence. We have also invited Mike Linksveyer, who is the VP of Creative Commons, and he will take the angle of advice on copyright, but for creator of content, and also showing how a sort of an alternative way of managing those rights and IP or over material can be handled. And then, so that's kind of highlighting the sort of bigger picture around the issues and ways of managing them. And then I've got, I've invited a number of representatives from the different geographical areas who will give more of a sort of case study of how locally these issues are being addressed. So we have Dr. Al Jabri and David Hirsch, who will prepare together a presentation on how these issues are being contemplated and managed in the Arabian Gulf area, where obviously the legal system is very different, and I think we don't know so much about how copyright is managed in those circumstances. We'll also have a representative from the Asian chapter, Jay Batt, who will give the perception and the way it's handled sort of in Asia. I think it's going to be a little bit difficult. You know, I'm talking about Asia as the whole, but she might have to target her presentation on some of the countries that she's more familiar with. Because obviously, being dependent on the legal system, I think that's one of the problems. It's very different in different countries. And finally, we'll have a representative of SLA Europe, who's Andrew Clark, who will give a perspective of how he's handled it within an organisation who has international offices and managed to sort of launch an education programme and an awareness programme around copyright across all their offices. And the session will be chaired by Nerida Hart, who's a knowledge manager and comes from the Australia and New Zealand chapter. So all the various areas that are so non-North American chapters of SLA will be represented.
Well, it's really an impressive panel. It's going to be an impressive panel. And I would be curious now to know, why did you at SLA think that it would be important to devote some time to discuss copyright issues during your conference? What is the goal of this special session? Of course, we can guess from the list of panelists that you just mentioned, but if you want to add something about the specific goal of the session.
I think there's probably more than one, but fundamentally, it's raising awareness of geographical, cultural, and legal differences. I think it's often easy enough to assume that the rules that apply in your own country are valid for content that's been created in another country or in other legislation, or that they apply to all your offices wherever your colleagues are located. And as increasingly colleagues, members of SLA work within sort of international organisation or have international connection through visiting scholars in their university or collaboration across border, we found that the necessity of addressing the sort of global element, the international element, was quite important.
Yeah, and we'll come back to that in a minute. But before discussing that in depth, I would now like to ask you, Geraldine, what is typically the role of information specialists and librarians as copyright experts in their organizations? And what are their main challenges and needs as such?
I think there's probably, I would say, at least three areas where information specialists and librarians have always played a role, but maybe because the issues are more at the forefront of people's mind nowadays, that they have to play an increasing role within their organisation. And I'll sort of split them in three, with first advising on the use of existing information. Yeah. And that can be within, you know, a corporate. We purchase information, or we purchase subscription, we have access to information freely on the web, and more employees are kind of uncertain of how they can use that material. There's also within the academic sector an increased interest in having repository with academic papers and how to store those papers and how to what are the rights around them. Can we retain them? Can they be reused? It's existing material, but then the librarians are often in charge of hosting the repository and within the sort of copyright rules, so they get a lot of question,
right?
And in connection with the academic sector, possibly also corporate in certain areas, then I'm moving to the sort of next sort of tier of advice that they need to provide, which is to creator of information. And I think that is an area where it's growing, where through, you know, electronic media and whatever, almost everyone can be a content creator now. But how that content is protected, for a start. So what are the ways of making sure that the IP is protected? But also, again, how can information be reused to create new content and so on? And with sort of mashups and new websites being put together, aggregators and all of that, that creates a whole new range of issues that often information professionals are advising on. And then finally, the last area, I think, is around the negotiations, whether it is with an organisation like Rights Direct, or other ways directly with publishers and so on. Very often information specialists now are having to sit at the table and negotiate those licenses and those rights and have to understand what the options are, what the opportunities are, but also what the restrictions are.
Yeah, absolutely. And would you say, Geraldine, that information professionals then are more aware now than 5 years ago about copyright compliance issues?
I don't know whether they're more aware. I think certainly in my experience in the UK, the awareness amongst information professionals has always been very high. I think the main difference in the last 5 years is that the context and the information environment has changed a lot. Five years, maybe 10 years ago, going back to days of paper and printed copy of material, I think people were aware that there was a basic set of rules that could be followed, whether it was, you know, no more than 10% of a book or just one article in a journal that you were allowed to physically make a copy of. With the increase of immediately available sort of digital information, there's the complexity around each individual licenses, what's freely available on the web but is freely to read but not to reuse, what I think, so the environment is more complex. And then I think there's an increased awareness, possibly in users, because it is making the news now that someone, has been reusing material and just posted it in YouTube and they're being sued by somebody, or someone is, has been publishing, I don't know, I think that I read an example a few months ago about a cookery magazine where, actual fact, the publisher had been routinely collecting recipes from blogs and had no awareness that actually those blogs were protected.
Yeah.
It wasn't just a matter of helping themselves. So I think the environment is more complex, and then everyone, I think, is slightly more aware, and they just, I think for good reasons, coming to their local information specialist or librarian for advice.
Yeah, so awareness is higher now. We could agree on that. But it's not only about awareness, but also about information and I would say education. So do you think that the offer of education opportunities about copyright for info pros and librarians has improved in the last years? And in any case, what's still missing about education, copyright education?
I think there is often quite good provision for local requirements. And SLA is a good example where there is a special course running on our Click University, which is the online program. But that course is very much focused on US law and US issue around copyright. In the UK, there are organisations who will run courses and information, but again, it will be focused on UK law. And I think the element of international and how these things then apply across border is still not very well covered. covered, and there's opportunity there. I mean, if you were asking me for, you know, my dreams of a online system or something, it would probably be a cross between a sort of a Wikipedia of copyright law, but with an element of more a drop-down menu with standard questions. I can pick a jurisdiction, and then it sort of gives me the answer. I mean, I did say it was my dream system, because I know that realistically it's very difficult, because with anything to do with legal requirements, there is all the nuances of different jurisdictions.
Yeah, but it's definitely an interesting idea. So let me propose you to come back to the international aspect of copyright, because as you were explaining earlier, almost everyone these days has to work internationally, and this happens more and more in many kinds of organizations, but perhaps it is more the case in academic institutions with a global audience or in multinational corporations with employees in many countries. So how does this globalization of the work environment affect copyright compliance and risk management for the information specialists?
I think it has a huge impact, particularly because often large organisations, certainly sort of on the sort of multinational corporations, have got an aspiration to manage risk as one entity. And because of the legal requirements being so different in different countries, it's often quite difficult to come to sort of a fundamental agreement. And I know of some examples where, in order to have a sort of consistent policy across maybe 40 jurisdictions, an organisation had to make a statement and kind of take the higher risk that was in one of those jurisdictions and apply it across the board, just to make sure that nothing wrong was going to happen, if you like. But that was very limiting for other jurisdictions where actually the rules were slightly more relaxed. And it's because it's so embedded in the culture, it's very difficult sometimes to get that message across jurisdiction where well, in some jurisdiction, there is no limitation of what can be copied or reused. So I think that's a problem. And often that awareness is with the information professionals, but not automatically with the decision makers that are taking those measures around risk management. And trying to get that message across that, no, it does matter, can also potentially be a challenge.
Right, yeah, absolutely. So we that gives us a very clear idea of the challenges, and we could perhaps now talk about the solutions. We at Rights Direct, for instance, we are committed to providing licensing information and education solutions for the specific challenges that international copyright poses on corporations. But Geraldine, what would your take be on the tools and resources that InfoPros and librarians need in order to face those challenges?
I think at the moment that I'm aware, there isn't that much available. If I was going to look for reliable information, probably my first port of call would be someone that I know is an expert. Or it's finding that sort of authentic advice that can be trusted. I think everyone has their own interpretation often of some rules that are not so clear cut, and you'll find that often the sort of copyright law textbook have been designed for lawyers rather than practitioners in sort of information management. So then we get the whole jargon around the legal elements, and really I think what information professionals are after is practical advice, case studies, examples. In that case, this is what we would apply, or in that case, this is the type of license that you might be able to purchase, rather than the sort of theory behind the sort of legislation that is in place.
Yeah, thank you very much. You've given us lots of ideas in this conversation. So let me tell you, it's been really a pleasure to have you on Beyond the Book today, Geraldine. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
And for more information about this special session at the SLA Annual Conference in Philadelphia, you can go to www.sla.org. Beyond the Book is produced by Copyright Clearance Center, a global rights broker for the world's most sought-after materials, including millions of books and e-books, journals, newspapers, magazines, images, and blogs. Rights Direct is CCC's European subsidiary. You can learn more at www.rightsdirect.com and be sure to follow Rights Direct on Twitter. My name is Victoriano Colodrón in Madrid, Spain. For all of us at Rights Direct and Copyright Clearance Center, thanks for listening to Beyond the Book.